This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio, 2220. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, primarily shortwave. On this edition, recorded December 7th, Australia, Canada, China, Cuba, Egypt, France, Germany, Hawaii, Indonesia, Iran, Korea South, Maldives, Myanmar, Netherlands, North America, Romania, Spain, Sudan South, Sweden, Switzerland, Taiwan, Tunisia, Turkey, Ukraine, USA, Zambia, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer. Unique Radio, our affiliate in Australia, has changed schedule again, I see on their website. Two episodes of World of Radio, the current one and the previous one, now scheduled Wednesday between 12 and 13 UT. Also, CKUT's International Radio Report is back on their schedule, Tuesdays between 13 and 14. Also, two episodes, frequency 5035 USB, or if required, a lower frequency, 3210 USB. More about it at www.uniqueradio.biz. But, they say, we will be taking an operational break from December 21st, 2023. Hearing any of these in North America is difficult, but a reminder from New Zealand DX Times that some other low-power Australians are making it at least across the Tasman. John Durham reports on 2310, October 20th at 1240, Shortwave Australia, with a poor signal parallel to a fair signal on 4835. And he also reports Radio Simban, poor with Greek music, on 2368.4, on the 29th of October at 12:22. And one more, 4970, Station X in Wee Waa, New South Wales, heard by Rob Wagner in Australia, at 1852 UT, November 26, with Ancient Pops and IDs, a fair signal, but nothing heard on its usual parallel, 2325. Thanks to Mike Cooper for forwarding two press reports from Montreal in French from Le Devoir, dated December 2nd, and from La Presse on December 4th, about drastic cuts at CBC Radio Canada. And we also have some stories in English from CBC's own website via Ricky Leong, Mike Cooper, and Gerald T. Pollard. CBC announced it will be implementing program and job cuts over the next year in order to manage approximately $125 megadollars in budget pressures forecast for the 2024-25 fiscal year, which begins in April. The corporation expects to cut about 600 union and non-union positions across the entire organization. Furthermore, about 200 currently vacant positions across the corp will be eliminated. CBC and Radio Canada will each be cutting in the range of 250 jobs, the balance coming from technology and infrastructure and other corporate divisions. CBC will also be reducing its English and French programming budgets for the next fiscal year, including approximately $40 million in independent production commissions and program acquisitions, resulting in reduced renewals and acquisitions, fewer new TV series and episodes of existing shows, as well as fewer digital original series. Then on December 6th, Mike Cooper says, two out of four letters to the editor in today's Globe and Mail express support for funding CBC Radio over CBC Television. Upon Asilo Mar State Beach, California, Ron Howard notes some brief English segments or IDs in Chinese domestic services on shortwave. On 5050 Beibu Bay Radio, December 3rd at 1514, the daily brief English program, One Word, One World. It was about a marine ecological protection project with cooperation between China and Thailand. Then there's Sichuan PBS 2 on 6060 in parallel 7225. At 15 UT, December 3rd. He says, last month I did not hear the English ID, but it was on today. Sichuan Ethnic Radio, with some nice indigenous music and songs, fair reception on both frequencies. Something's very, very wrong at Radio Havana, Cuba. For example, December 5th at 2324, 15230 was the only active RHC frequency I could find. It was in Portuguese. None others on the 1311, 9, or 6 megahertz bands. However, the CRI relays were on 5990 and 13650. and a JBA carrier on 11980, probably the second harmonic of 5990. Another example, December 5th at 0437, there was music on 6000, presumably Havana, scheduled in English, but not on any other known frequency except perhaps 15230, where something was barely audible. Another struggling shortwave station is Radio Cairo, Egypt. 9440 is the frequency for an English sesquiar to us at 2115. But December 4th at 2156, there was dead air except for some hum, perhaps. As picked up by the Uvtenta remote in Holland, it's 5 hertz on the low side. Same on December 5th at 2131, but this time there was quite a bit of modulation, distorted but understandable. Then in music, the distortion was just intolerable. Something's amiss at Abbas, and something's egregious in Egypt. You might expect to hear Havana on its number one legacy frequency, 11760. But December 5th at 0438, I was hearing Swahili from RFI. That's the Madagascar relay scheduled at 0430 to 0500 only. Havana could be on 11760 as late as 0830. Via Manuel Mendez, an announcement from Atlantic 2000 International about another broadcast scheduled for Saturday, the 9th of December, at 09 to 10 UT via Channel 292 Germany on 6070 and 9670, and also streaming at the same time at radioatlantic2000.free.fr. You may also access 24/7 streaming and podcasts. Germany non, Deutsche Welle is currently being heard again in English on shortwave, thanks to rebroadcasts of WRN stream for North America by WRMI. DW is heard at 02 to 2:30 Tuesday through Saturday on 5800, at 11 to 11:45 Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday on 7730 and 15770, and 16 to 17 Monday and Tuesday on 15770, according to Richard Miller's via Tony Rogers DX guides in the British DX Club. Two Hawaiian medium wave stations have been coming and going, but they were currently coming as of the 2nd of December, as monitored by Dean Lindeberg in New Zealand DX Times using nearby remotes in Hawaii on Oahu. They are on 650 KPRP and on 940 KKNE. Not only were they reactivated, but in fact carrying the same ID in English between songs, such as Aloha. You're listening to KKNE 940 AM, Waipahu, Hawaii. Aloha. You're listening to KPRP 650 AM Honolulu, Hawaii. Though I would rather not be, finally, on December 2nd, I was semi-awake late enough to try for RRI Nabiri, Indonesia, on its signature off-frequency, 7289.93. And there it is, at 0810 with music. Ron Howard happened to be listening at the very same time from California. He monitors almost every night, and their sign-on and off times are extremely variable. He says he was hearing it from 0745 till suddenly cut off in mid-song at 0820. Since Christianity is a major religion in that area, they've started playing some Xmas songs like Jingle Bells and Joy to the World. However, the next night on December 3rd, Wolfgang Büschel and I found no signal around 08 from RRI Nabiri. On December 4th, Ron Howard reports, it was fading up about 720 with easy-listening songs in English and often played some theme music and Jingle Bells several times, but it cut off already at 0756. In the British DX Club, Dave Kenny reports on observations of Iran's English broadcast from IRIB from November 4th through 15th. The listed one at 1920 to 2020 on 6040, 11880, or alternate 15360 appears to be inactive. The only English broadcast confirmed since the start of the B-23 schedule is at 1520 to 1620, on 9650 to South Asia, but the signal is very weak in Scotland with low modulation. Ron Howard reports on Voice of Freedom, or Jiayue Sole Bangsong, from South to North Korea on 5920. On December 1st, it was free from any North Korea jamming, as it moved from 6045, where there was still super white noise jamming and rapid pulsating noise jamming. The VOF open carrier was heard at least an hour before the start of their Korean programming, at 0753. That's when a distinctive gong is rung 3 times, the Voice of Freedom ID, and the ROK Choral National Anthem, and reports a very detailed log with recordings past 0930. But then the next day, December 2nd, 5920 had 2 strong North Korean jamming signals, super white noise and also rapid pulsating noise jamming. It had been quite a while since I'd checked for the Voice of Martyrs Korea Maldives service at 15 to 1530 UT on 11620 from a secret site thought to be Australia. But I was listening on December 6th toward the end of it when there was a secular sounding song at 1526. And just before chop off at 1530, a very quick English announcement saying you can now hear us at vomkorea.com, where I also found something about their Maldives service. It seems that Christians are persecuted and prosecuted there. I wonder, does VOMK encourage them to stay underground or seek martyrdom? They should be wary of anything with martyrs in its name. The report from Ron Howard, this one about Myanmar Radio on 5985. On December 3rd, he says, fairly readable now that we are into our winter DX season. At 1522, a Buddhist segment started, chanting in Buddhist bell and gong rung three times. After 1530, English segment, intro ID, news and weather news, including official celebrations for UN's International Day for Persons with Disabilities. At 1548, a series of government slogans and propaganda. At 1553, a COVID-19 PSA given by a native speaker of English, which was very readable. Here is his recording of some of that. Kallio in Finland, a news update from the low-power Netherlands station Radio Delta. They have a new programming schedule on weekends. On Saturdays, it's 5 Decades of Music at 0630 to 09 UT on 6110, and from 09 until 15 on 12030. Mondays, 5 Decades of Music from 0630 until 08, followed by Radio Delta Goes DX at 08 until 09 UT, both on 6110. 9 to 10, Sundays, Finish Request, and 5 Decades of Music at 10 to 15, both on 12030. They also plan special Xmas broadcasts on December 23rd through 26th, details at radiodelta.am. Via AM, FM, shortwave, satellite, and internet, World of Radio 2220. A non-commercial service like our website, worldofradio.com. Our thanks this week for financial support from Steve McGreevy in Keeler, California, who sent a generous contribution via PayPal to WORADIO@yahoo.com. One may also contribute by money order or check on a U.S. bank to Glenn Hauser, P.O. Box 1684, ENID, OK, 73702. Besides loads of North American pirates between 6.9 and 7 megahertz, some of them appear on other bands, as noted by Mark Taylor, Wisconsin, in the NASFA flash sheet. 4180 USB at Thunder Chicken Radio, December 2nd at 0220. And on 4185 USB, WTF Radio Worldwide, December 3rd at midnight 53. Richard Langley in New Brunswick found Radio Romania International on an unexpected frequency for the English half hour at 2130 UT, December 4th. It's supposed to be on 9500 for Eastern North America, but nothing there. 7375 for Europe had a decent signal, but he also found them on 7310. That was the frequency for that time slot before the transmitter cutbacks. This was not shown on their online schedule, so who knows what would happen the following day. Then Ricky Long looked up the registered HFCC frequencies for RRI in English to North America, which were not in use, but who knows, they might be now or on occasion, at 01-02-9510 and at 04-05-7410. But the next day, December 5th, Richard Langley and Wolfgang Bischel found them at 2130 back on 9500 and 7375. As predicted last week, Spain was off the air on Monday, December 4th, so no English broadcast at 2300 on 9690, among others. And in fact, it did not appear as a podcast either, so I guess they did not even produce one. However, they were already back on the air by the following day, December 5th, when the 2300 half-hour is occupied by Sephardi, and English again on Wednesday the 6th. As I reported last week about Radio Tamazo for Sudan South via France, 21485, on Friday, November 24th, I heard an English section ending at 1529 UT. But now here's more about news in English from Radio Tamazuk via Bill McDavid in the British DX Club. The announcer mentioned that their news in English, a 10-minute segment, is broadcast every Tuesday and Friday, beginning at 1500 UT. After the news in English, programming continues in Arabic. From Jari Leitinen, SDXL Finland, on December 7th, via Alan Pennington in the British DX Club, this about the asphalt telegraph, as it's called, in Sweden. In the midst of all the closure hysteria on MediaWave, we invest in Sweden. Since our national broadcaster stopped broadcasting 13 years ago, we think it's time to invest again. We've purchased a brand new 1 kilowatt AM transmitter tuned to 1494 kilohertz. Unfortunately, we've not received a permanent license, which is completely incomprehensible. But we have in any case received a 14-day license from December 23rd to January 5th on 1494. The station has moved within Sweden, so now reception may be a little worse to the south, but better north and east in Finland instead. Unfortunately, we will not be on the air every day. We at the station have a regular job to do. Anyhow, listen for it on 1494 kilohertz. In her WebWatch column in communication of the British DX Club, Chrissy Brand writes that Bob Zanotti has recently produced a new report for Switzerland in Sound. He says New Roots produces only vegan, plant-based cheese and other dairy substitutes. This includes popular traditional Swiss specialties like fondue and raclette. There's a big increase in popularity of a vegan lifestyle in Switzerland and other European countries. We'll find out why in this reportage as we tour the plant and chat with one of the New Roots co-founders. I shall enjoy over the festive season the program and the cheese. It's at SwitzerlandInSound.com. In Australian DX News, Matt Francis in NSW reports on Sound of Hope Taiwan, raising the bar for their highest frequency on 13 meters. Quite a good level on 21999 and no jammer. In Chinese at 2329 November 19th. Stronger than parallel 21799 and 21530. Before sign-off, the 16 to 17 UT broadcast of Radio Taiwan International in English on 9405 mentions that there's another one at 0300 on 15320. But we thought this one was no longer on the air, despite their announcements, and indeed, it is not to be heard. I checked December 2nd at 0300 and 0325. There were zero signals from that or anything else into remote receivers in Indonesia, Thailand, and Vietnam. No shortwave from Tunisia for several years, but they still have an external service in various languages on medium wave 963 kilohertz. These reports of it in the communication of the British DX Club at 1904 UT on the 4th of November. It was in Spanish. That's scheduled at 1903 to 2000. They also have 57 minutes of German starting at 0903, and English at 1303, and Italian at 1403, as reported by Rafael Martinez in Barcelona, otherwise apparently in French, if not Arabic. Voice of Turkey up to its usual tricks for the English hour at 23 UT on 5960. It's usually there, but sometimes totally missing. Such as December 6th, clearing the frequency for XJPBS from East Turkestan, land of imperialist Chaikom genocide against Uyghurs and other Muslims. Compensating on other occasions, they don't turn off after English, but stay on the air after midnight UT in extraneous German. This occurred on December 3rd and 6th. Something is erroneous at Emmerler. Ukraine non, in communication of the British DX Club. Radio Ukraine International is currently observed on 1386 kHz via Lithuania as follows. At 21:03:30, all programming in Ukrainian except 8 minutes of Belarusian at 22, 8 minutes of Polish at 23, 8 minutes of Slovak at 03, and then 15 minutes of English at 01 on Wednesday, Thursday, Saturday, and Sunday. The Ukraine Security Issue Bulletin in English is no longer observed by Alex Miatlikov, other reporters on this, Tony Rogers, Ruman Pankov, and Dave Kenny. I'm pleased to see that the Narrowband FM studio link from KOVR-TV 13 in Sacramento, California on 26110 has made it to New Zealand, where it's reported by Chris Mackerel at 2240 UT on November 11th with an AFL game. Ben Cobb of Experimental Radio reports the FCC has issued WO2XDN to Rurison Inc. to renew its operations from 13 locations in California, Oregon, and Washington State in all these megahertz bands, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 8, 9, 10, 12, 13, 14, 30, 35, 43, and 47 megahertz. The company describes itself in stealth mode, saying, to build a pervasive fabric of connected machines requires a fresh look at communications technology. Furthermore, they do not propose to supply station IDs, nor did they under their previous call sign WI2XCO, and this has been okayed by FCC, since, presumably, they never received any interference complaints. Lou Johnson says, no VOA calendar download offer this year on InsideVOA.com. A reply from Sekyung of the Northeast Asian Broadcasting Institute. The reply I received from VOA Korean service said, they will not be making calendars starting from 2024. It's a pity. Ben Dawson explains, the simple answer to why there are no U.S. broadcasts to Gaza, similar to the BBC's, is the shutdown of the French facility at Cape Greco, Cyprus, and consequent concurrent U.S. Radio Saba facility at the same site, which repurposed the original French antenna and was operated by the French under contract. About World of Radio scheduling, besides what I said at the outset about Unique Radio on WRMI 9955, despite still showing on their schedule, I've confirmed, World of Radio is not airing Thursday at 1500. However, I did hear it Wednesday at 1500 when something else is scheduled. Who knows whether this will continue. And concerning our broadcast on IRS via AM Italia on 1323 kHz, which can be heard across Europe as long as there's no interference, Smooth Radio in the UK closed down. However, at mediumwave.info on 12 and 13 November, there were test transmissions on the same frequency, 1323, from the Brighton transmitter, which used to carry Smooth Radio in Sussex, an engineering test transmission. So there might be something else. However, so far, I've not been hearing it. World of Radio in the clear, Fridays at 2130 and Sundays at 2100 UT. Some medium wave observations from yours truly in Oklahoma. December 4th at 0803 UT on 1540, I heard True Country from a station in Arkansas. That would have to be KLYR in Ozark. However, it's not bad for 1 watt. Could it possibly be on 500 watt day power? On 1590, December 6th at 0751 UT, I heard Music in Spanish and Ideas Ambiente Clásico Radio. What in the world, not listed in the NRC AM log, because since then WCGO in Evanston, Illinois, became that station. It used to be in Korean and or Chicago's News Talk, and suspected of running non-directional day pattern and or power, since at night there's supposed to be a null this way. December 4th at 0805 on 1690, I was hearing local references to Virginia, where there is no station on that frequency. Maybe it's in next door Maryland, WPTX. But then into Red Eye Radio, which is supposed to be scheduled only on another 1690 station, WMLB in Atlanta, Georgia. Greg Hardison explains that WMLB is owned by someone in Virginia. Programming apparently originates there, thus explaining why in Georgia they're talking about Virginia. Mike Terry forwards a story from thedesk.net by Matthew Keyes, December 7th. A bill that would have required electric vehicles to provide access to AM radio broadcasts was blocked from passing by unanimous consent on December 5th. The blockage was initiated by Senator Rand Paul of Kentucky, who said the proposal under the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act would impose an unwarranted government mandate on private businesses within one of America's largest domestic industries. Supporters of the bill are not giving up. NAB CEO Curtis Legate praised lawmakers for their effort to seek final passage of the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act, without noting the bill was ultimately blocked from being passed by unanimous consent. He said, with 192 co-sponsors in the House and 44 in the Senate, the bill has gained remarkable momentum, highlighting the widespread recognition of the importance of AM radio to the American people. Bennett Cobb replied to the Radio World article, FCC Fines Collecting Pirate Radio Fines a Challenge, and this was published as a letter to the editor. This reporting should be expanded to cover all FCC fines. How many are collected or never collected? Does Congress take no interest in this question? Are uncollected fines in the millions or billions? Without transparency, the public cannot evaluate FCC enforcement. As written, the Pirate Act is limited to the AM and FM bands only. Unlicensed broadcast stations are prevalent in the HF spectrum, especially between 5 and 10 megahertz. Not a single sweep, interdiction, or fine has occurred with these stations under Pirate Act authority. The FCC database contains 64 records of enforcement actions against pirates since January 2020. None in the HF band or the AM band, just FM. While it would be nice if it were spread out more during the year, now's the time for some great music, not just overdone traditional Xmas carols, especially by some webcasting public radio stations. Two of the best for starters, KQAC in Portland. You can find their special page at www.allclassical.org and WUOT Knoxville. www.wot.org. Many other public radio stations have similar pages if you seek them out. All, of course, in local time, not UT. Last week we had a report that Zambia's Voice of Hope Africa was heard again on 9680, but it still does not appear on their website schedule, just 4965 and 6065. Ray Robinson replied to an inquiry from Ron Howard. There's a long story. The Zambian station is currently on 9680, daily at 14 to 16 UT, and 4965 at 16 to 21. Both are on the Omni antenna to Central and Southern Africa, not the beam to West Africa that used to be heard at times in North America. He says we do expect to be back on 11680 and 6065 at some point, but that is dependent on getting transmitter parts from the USA to Zambia. It's unlikely we will return to 13680. Well, those transmitter parts may well be coming from WTWW, as George McClinock has said. In NRC DX News, Ken McCarg recommends a book that would take you a long time to read, the encyclopedic-style history of radio. It's titled Stay Tuned, A History of American Broadcasting by Christopher H. Sterling and John Michael Kitross, published in 2002, 870 pages, if you can find it. Propagation outlook from SWPC. G1 storms are likely, with A and K indices peaking at 25 and 5 December 19th, 20 and 5 December 22nd. Solar flux rising from 130 December 10th to a peak of 160 December 18th to 26th. That's it for World of Radio 2220. With many thanks to all our stations and contributors, Glenn Hauser here inviting you to hear me again next week with a standard disclaimer.